With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Christine Flowers, you see her on Inside Story in the Daily News every Friday. I'll ask her what she's writing about for tomorrow. And here, 8 until 11 on Sunday nights, sometimes on Saturdays too, here on Talk Radio 1210. And she is a noted expert of all things Meek Mill, I think. Let's go to Christine Flowers. Hey, Christine, happy Memorial Day. Thanks for joining us.
Hey, my dear. Yes, I am a noted Meek Mill aficionado. I actually wrapped his dreams and nightmares on my show a couple of weeks ago. And I said every time I came to a word that I, couldn't say, I used the word blank. I must have used the word blank 20 times in a 60-second rap.
Oh, absolutely. So. But Larry Krasner has now ruled, and you've written about this, but here we go. And you have expertise that I don't have, connection to the judge that Larry Krasner goes after. Imagine, Christine, if you were a judge, a white female. All right, imagine even worse, I'm the judge, a white male. This is an African-American female of long standing who apparently Larry Krasner and others think is excessive because she checked up on Meek Mills a couple times and what he wasn't doing on probation.
Yeah, it is outrageous. The judge Denise Brinkley is an exceptional woman, exceptional human being, exceptional jurist. She doesn't have the opportunity to defend herself because the Code of Judicial Ethics prevent her from speaking out in public. So I'm going to do it for her. She has been maligned. She has been slandered, libeled by a lot of, let me say it, rich white men in the city of Philadelphia. Michael Rubin, a billionaire with a bit too much time on his hands. He should be, paying more attention to the sports teams that he owns and stop trying to save the world from Meek Mill.
I think getting a jump shot from Ben Simmons, who, by the way, is now removed from one of the Kardashians, might be better time spent than it is.
Yeah.
Maybe Meek Mill could teach him a jump shot.
Yeah, exactly. And then obviously you have Larry Krasner. You have the attorneys who represent Meek Mill literally walking up to the edge of slandering this judge, and it's outrageous. So the judge has done nothing wrong here. The judge has given Meek Mill every single opportunity to rehabilitate himself. What Larry Krasner has said in that 37-page brief, they're arguing that the judge was biased. They say nothing, as far as I know, about the actual guilt or innocence of Meek Mill. They say nothing about the legitimacy of the trial that was held.
Mm-hmm.
They talk about, the ethical problems of the arresting police officer. Well, that may be the case, but you know what? Those problems occurred years after Meek Mill was arrested. So I don't see how there's any relation back relevance there. But to go back to Judge Brinkley, she has done everything, twisted herself into a pretzel to give this young man a break. And because he is BFF with Jay-Z and Beyonce, and he can write, obscene rap songs that for the life of me, Dom, I don't see how this is ever considered art. And Malcolm Jenkins just adores this guy, and the Eagles love it.
Let me put an editor's note in there. Tip of the hat, we talked about you when Malcolm Jenkins went after you as this crazy white lady of privilege.
Yeah, I know. I'm a crazy white lady of privilege. Do you know, Dom, I barely have $100 in my checking account at the moment, so I'm not much of a rich white lady of privilege. I guess the only privilege I have is that I'm able to tell the truth and not care about what other people think about me. Malcolm Jenkins, God bless his soul. He might be a great football player, but as far as his crusade to make the world safer for young felons, I have no respect for him, and I have no. I mean, really, I think he's pulling the wool over the eyes of a lot.
Well, exactly. And Christine, big picture, what they're trying to do here too, Meek Mill, they want to be their. You know, we see this with athletes too. There's a name for it. I just check myself. I shouldn't say it on the air, but. He's a celebrity. They're following around, ring the bell, the Sixers and all that. But the broad thing they're using him to say how unfair the probation system is. And I think that Meek Mill just doesn't want to follow the rules of it. He was supposed to be at a homeless shelter cleaning something. Instead, he's glad-handing there. The judge catches him. He wants to do wheelies, allegedly, down Broad Street all the time. He's not allowed to do that. When you're on probation, we're telling you you're going to have limitations. It's part of the deal.
Exactly. And you know what, Dom? I don't know if anybody had had access to this, but when he was, a couple of years ago, before the judge sentenced him to any jail time and just kept prolonging the probation and saying, you know, do this, do that, he was writing the most heinous, misogynistic pieces of trash online about both the judge, female African-American judge, and the white female prosecutor who was handling the case in, you know, Court of Common Pleas. And no one was calling him on this. You've got all of these, and let me say it, you've got these white privileged attorneys and white privileged billionaires out there talking about, oh, the poor state of the poor underprivileged young drug dealer and weapons felon from North Philadelphia. But not a one of them has pointed to the fact that everything about his repertoire, this artiste is a misogynistic, and I can't say the word on air, just as most rappers are. And it's this idea that because he's got some kind of, he can be the symbol, the face of a movement for the unfair criminal justice system. I mean, we can have a conversation about the criminal justice system, and we can talk about some disparities in sentencing and what have you, but don't dare use this low-level cretin to be the face of anything other than his own mediocrity.
Well put. Christine, listeners, I cued them into this too. You're the one that I referenced, that Brian Sims, who still not has apologized, you wrote about him in Sims. At one point in time, I kind of remember it too through what you've written, wanting to be bipartisan when he first started. Now this guy is as enabled as any figure out here, and I think that's how he got caught up, going after an older woman and three girls.
Absolutely. You're great on Inside Story, by the way. He is, here's another one. We talk about, you know, respecting women. We talk about this idea that, you know, in the Me Too era, we have to be cognizant of the dignity of women, except when they are women that we don't like, except when they're women that have an agenda that goes against the liberal, evolved agenda in the city of Philadelphia and in other, you know, big cities, when they happen to be pro-life, when they happen to be Christian or Catholic or people of faith, when they happen to be advocating for things that go against the grain of a person like Brian Sims, you know, LGBT community, all of his efforts on behalf of Planned Parenthood. So the hypocrisy, the rank hypocrisy, I'm angrier at the men than I am at the women. Women, you know what, there are women in the Me Too movement and the women's rights movement and the Planned Parenthood reproductive rights movement, and you kind of expect them to say these things because they have a vested interest in advancing this. But the men are just pandering fools when I hear some of the verbiage coming out of their mouths, and then I see the way that they actually treat women that they can't exploit, they can't manipulate, they can't use to make themselves look better for a progressive agenda. And it just angers me. As you can tell from my voice, it is the hypocrisy of the so-called evolved pro-woman man when they are not pro-woman. They happen to be pro a certain type of woman that will give them their liberal cred.
Absolutely. What's tomorrow's column with Christine Flowers?
It is about the death penalty and how one can be both pro-life, like me, anti-abortion, and pro-death penalty. And I see no moral disconnect there, although I know a lot of people will say it's hypocritical. But we're coming up on the 50th anniversary of the Manson, the Tate-LaBianca murders. Happened August 8th and 9th, 1969. Manson was never put to death. The three women who were involved in the murder are still in prison because they were sentenced to death, but then California abolished the death penalty.
Exactly.
And, you know, 50 years later, the crime that they committed, ripping up, you know, killing a pregnant woman who was begging for her unborn child's life. And then we have sort of a very similar situation that just happened in Chicago with a young pregnant woman strangled to death, and then they cut out her baby. And if you notice in all of the police, in all of the reports, that child is not called a fetus. It's called a baby. So there's a little bit of hypocrisy in there, too. When does a fetus become a baby? When people want it to be a baby? I mean,
well, exactly anyway. Right. And that's almost never. Tomorrow in the Philadelphia Daily News and Sunday night, 8 until 11. Thanks, Christine. Thank you. Thanks for popping in today, particularly with the distractions out there, train whistles and everything else.
Tom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.